More precisely, it's just like my whole body is singing in a way, like dancing.
Like a moving.
You know? Like, yeah, it's like it's like an orgasm in my whole body. Like literally, it's just like
I'm not happy. Nice.
Yes, but maybe not more precise, but like it's equals this feeling. It's just like so.
Yeah, it's like what is this? It's kind of hormone, like I don't know, dopamine or something like that. Hi, Samsung lovers. Welcome to Kesamsam Podcast. It's Crystal here. Thank you for joining me in this episode. This podcast will give you like inspiration. And I have this handpan artist today. And with his journey to create handpan music for relaxation, yoga, and peace of mind. First thing first, tell me what's your name and what you do for our listener, because maybe I pronounce your name wrong, because you know, pardon my English.
it's okay so my name, I'm from Croatia and my name is Ivan Judas.
Judas.
Yeah, but it can be like in English you don't have this S with this thing on top, which is actually sh, like sh together, so I just put an S and it's, I don't mind being called Judas also or whatever.
Judas, so, like a friend of Jesus or
yeah you know, he was also hanging.
And by the way, this music, this handpan music, how long you've been doing this?
I have been doing this for 5 years now, about 5 years maybe. It's around 5 years. I started after I quit university. I was going to enroll music high school for contrabass. And yeah, I decided to quit what I was doing before, and I decided music is going to be my life.
And because you follow your soul.
Yes, and I was really afraid how is it going to happen, because life of musician, it's not very simple, it's actually quite hard, and it has a lot of challenges, and you know, to live from your art in general, it's not a simple task. So I was really actually worried, but I decided, okay, no, this is how I'm going to live.
Right.
And what happened next is that handpan came into my life and gave me all the freedom and the possibility to do this, and now I'm a happy person.
Not so many people know this kind of music. I mean, if these people not into, you know, spiritual things like yoga or, you know, relaxing meditation, because I mean myself found this type of music when I was like browsing like music for study or music for meditation, you know, and then this type of music show up. I don't even know this type of music exists before.
Well, I did, because I don't know, I somehow started meditating and I was really searching for some really soothing music to really bring me some peace, because I had some like anxieties, and even when I didn't have anxieties, when I just wanted to feel better and to like really reach deeper within myself, I realized like there is a lot of music that's influencing me really good. So I was searching on YouTube for meditation music. And then I really realized, like, okay, there must be some music for learning, music for relaxation, and stuff like this. So I just figured, okay, what I'm doing actually and what I'm playing and what I want to do is something like this. It's not just this. I want to do many different things, but I figured, like, my expression of deepest feelings is something that's really peaceful, and it's bringing me this calm. I know how I feel when I play, so I figured, okay, this is something.
Yeah, like you're in the zone.
Yes.
because many artists, when they're really into the art, they it's not even in here, right? Like their soul is, I don't know, somewhere.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I started to feel. So I was playing, and for me, it's like, okay, I can feel so many things in my body now, like this warmth, and it's not like even like I'm playing. I'm more like, okay, I'm doing this. My body is doing this. My hands are going. I'm just enjoying
and listening,
like it's somebody else, and like it's some like channeling something. But
yeah,
there's a combination of both. So sometimes it's like, okay, I channeled something, like, okay, it came out, but then I can repeat it and do it consciously. And it's an interesting mechanism of all of this.
How yeah, you're probably channeling your ancestor, perhaps.
You're
channeling them, perhaps, then it's just play, you know, when you play in, like, you get the idea.
Perhaps, I don't know what I channel when I play and channel, but I know how it feels, and that for me it's just love and happiness and joy. It can even be like sad feeling, but whatever feeling, it's just like gratitude for feeling this and for being able to express it and to bring it out and transforming it into something more beautiful and clean, you know.
Yeah, really for me, I think it's similar. When you say that the warm feeling in the body, I think it's like the chill when you do a meditation and you're really in the zone too, right? Sort of, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, it is. Like, what I'm feeling, more precisely, is just like my whole body is singing in a way, like dancing.
Like a moving.
Like, yeah, it's like it's like an orgasm in my whole body, like literally. It's just like
I don't know how.
Yes, but maybe not more precise, but like it's equals this feeling. It's just like so.
Yeah, it's like what is this? It's kind of hormone, like I don't know, dopamine or something like that.
Yeah, like, serotonin or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
something it is. I don't even care what it is. It just feels good, so good that I'm happy person. So. It's okay.
Great. What's your zodiac sign again?
I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, no wonder.
And what did you say? What are you?
No. I mean, I'm a Capricorn, so I know this kind of type of people in Gemini. Mostly the artist I know is a Gemini. Like, I have my favorite one, Aurora. Yeah, also Gemini. And she's a bit weird too. I think a lot of free spirit people in Gemini, I mean, they are unique people and sort of like, all over the place. Like,
the head I agree. And usually Gemini people of all the signs are the only ones who can actually understand and accept with ease what I feel and what I say and how I share myself. Usually they're going at least a little bit of like misunderstanding and so it, I mean, some certain people do accept everything, but Gemini's, it's like, okay, I know whatever I do, I can be completely myself. It's always good and it's always like nice.
I mean, I have like best friend, like my girl, like five of us. So one of them is Gemini too. And with her, I can talk about everything, something like people think it's taboo or something like that. And I also know, like, I mean, I have a very close one, Gemini too, and also thinking like that. So yeah. It's open-minded people and free spirit and unique. So that's good, you know, and that's work.
We are born in the summer, so we when we first start to experience the world, it's like really many things going on. So for us, it's like, okay, so there's many things. We can accept everything, you know?
Yeah, well,
I guess,
really good.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's when you're open-minded, you can do whatever. You don't put limit. And like for your, I don't know, creativity, especially if you're artist, right?
Yes. I mean, to put limit in my creativity, it's actually something that's it's limiting myself. It's because it's expression of myself, and I don't want to limit myself, so that's not the case.
Yes, free spirit people, like Sagittarius, also like that. Aries people like that too. Yeah, mostly air sign. air sign and fire sign is like that. And by the way, what have you learned from this music journey?
From this music journey, what have I learned?
There's a lot of things, right? going on there.
I mean, everything I know about people, about feelings, about myself, that's not like on some science level, but just like understanding. It's just like I'm learning about myself, about who I am, who I want to be as a person, what I want to do in my life, what actions I want to make. And it's not just what actions I want to make, it's about like what consequences of actions I want to have when I do an action, like how it influences people, what will it bring me in the future and stuff like this. And
overthinker.
But
I know it's great,
bringing me in good way, and it's like it's just bringing me much closer to myself. It's it's like I feel like I'm awakening from something, like just I'm becoming more and more free, open. I can speak more freely with people, connect better. It's just I learn everything that's important in my life, how to be a better person and how to be fulfilled and happy and how to share love with people, how to I'm learning about how what's my influence that I didn't see before. I'm starting to see, okay, I don't have intention to do something, but my actions have some effect that I didn't realize that might be really meaningful to somebody.
This
is the moment, okay, I'm just being, not doing anything, and to somebody it's like, wow, thank you, you know, you're, and for me this is like, okay, learning that I'm just being, and with being I'm influencing people. It's something that's really big, because now I know I have much more responsibility with this in my life, like how I influence people, because I must be aware of these nuts of things that I'm not aware of completely.
Yeah, so I saw your YouTube the comments of the people is really good, and it's really like warm, make your heart warm. It's really nice, like it's, you make people happy and you happy because of that. That's that's the life that we have should have, right?
Yeah, and I'm really, really thankful and grateful for that, because it's like I do something that I feel, it's just some feeling I have to do this. It's expression of myself. It's me, and I did this, and people are thanking me. It's just like, okay, I'm being accepted, I'm being appreciated, I'm being loved, and what I do has a meaning, because it's not just for me. It's for everybody who find the same, like this, some who feel the same thing as me, maybe, or something, I don't know.
Yeah, so I understand.
I'm happy because of that.
Yeah, I mean, even people who are reading this comment, a good comment, it also makes people happy too, actually.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that, but
well,
maybe it made you happy.
Yeah, if you're sensitive, I mean, I'm talking about sensitive people like empath, you know, introvert.
Yeah. So I mean, I understand. It's really nice.
Yeah.
So now you gave me another like another perspective on of this, like what I didn't realize happens.
Yeah, well, I'm a Capricorn, so.
Yeah. So it's nice, because then invite other actions which make you feel better, because just my interaction with people, that's indeed also something. It's now you inspired me.
Thank you. It's like you're building community and with people who have higher vibration, so they are in this level of happiness, joy, and you know, because the hate, anger, sadness, that's just low vibration, and it's gonna absorb your energy for nothing, like drain your body like battery. So but that's only for the empath or sensitive or highly sensitive people, I say.
Exactly. And exactly what you said about community, that's actually what I'm really trying to accomplish. I want to build community, but not like my community. I want to with more people, that we all build a new community, and That's why I started, that's why I gave up everything and started to play music, because I saw, okay, here I'm not alone. Here I have potential to create something much better, much more clean. And with this, I have capacity to invite people, to connect people, to go places, you know, things started to happen in my life. And now I can really be a person who is binding all these different people together to bring more people to community. And we are actually doing this. In Croatia, we have a handpan community, and we are starting to really grow much faster because there is more and more interest. And it's really nice because we have lots of friends now.
I saw you teaching people too, right? That's really nice.
Yeah. So it's nice thing because, okay, in Croatia, I might be the first. I think I'm the only one, the only person who's actually teaching the handpan.
Yeah.
It might be also on the like whole area of Serbia, Bosnia, Yugoslavia, and Slovenia, Yugoslavia. And stuff like that. I'm not sure. So ex-Yugoslavia, I think I'm the only one who is teaching this. And I think also that I'm going to be the first one who started courses and school for this. I'm just waiting for it.
That's a really great idea.
So I want to get some European funds for self-employment. So I have to wait for something less than a month for 20 more days.
Mm-hmm,
and
great.
So in 3 weeks, I should be starting this if I get the funds. So I hope it happens because...
Well, it will. It will. I mean, you just do the manifestation, you know, law of attraction.
I mean, I'm sure
kind of
I say hope.
Stuff.
Yes, I say hope, but I know it's going to happen because even before I started this path, I knew I'm going to be here because I felt it and I know what I'm bringing. And I know that I don't even have much choice in this. That it's meant to be for me and I have to do this. If I don't do this, my life goes very bad. So doing this for me, it's like, okay, I'm going with the flow and it's where it's taking me. If I go against this flow, I really, it's like swimming trying to swim up the waterfall, you know. It's like I can't even swim through that. I have to climb. So Yeah,
it's remind me of the Oracle deck in my tarot reading. I mean, there is a card and it said answering your call. So actually you're answering your soul calling. That's why your life is fulfilled and happy. A lot of people still in the matrix, you know, like working for people and stuff. I mean, not everyone is have this, you know, a power to, you know, just do this as an artist. Some people, I mean, they gonna stay working with the job they hate and just, you know.
Yeah, I know. And I think it's the opposite way, you know. I feel like they have the power because I don't have the power. I would sometimes I would really not go this way. I would just like to relax, to have some job, just to work with the normal life, to have some, you know, like a person to love, to raise kids, to have fun, maybe to go party, whatever, just to have a normal life like everybody else.
Yeah.
And I would really like that, but I don't have peace because I always have to something. It's pushing me further and further. So,
yeah, well, everybody have their own timeline, so you just follow your timeline.
Yeah.
People at certain age to get kids or married or whatever.
Yeah, so for me, it's like, okay, I'm actually, it's perceived that it is a hard way what I'm doing. For me, no, it's easy way. This is really like the easiest way for me.
Yeah, that's a good mindset, actually.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just like, because I was afraid to go this way, this fear made it seem like it's really hard because you don't know what's going to happen next. But then choosing to stay in some way, somewhere for safety, to work this job and stuff, for me, it's like, okay, it takes much more will and dedication to do this and stay there where you suffer, because I'm a mobile person. When it's bad, I can move away, and all these people, they cannot move away and they choose to stay and not move away. For me, it's like, okay, wow, this... Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's...
Any kind of art, these people, they are free spirit and they always travel to to, you know, like feel their energy. It's very different with people who are like grounded. I mean, I'm not saying let's say air sign, for example. I'm gonna use astrology, for example. People with the air and the fire element in their chart, they mostly are free spirit. I mean, they like spontaneous. They don't like plan in order. They do not like government stuff. I mean, not like the government itself, but some things like government. I mean, like so stuff and you know, like plan, organize, and this kind of, because you like spontaneous and like to travel. That's free spirit people. Yeah. So I mean, that's make you happy.
It makes me happy, but it also makes me. At the same time, it makes me happy, but it also makes me deeply sad in a way, because I experience a lot of things. I see a lot of things. I come to different places, and my life is bringing me like, I feel like, okay, so this summer I had I have been called to many festivals in different ways.
Okay, so it's festival. And, music festival?
Festivals, music festival, more festivals, different festivals. Like
handpan?
I was playing handpan music. Now I'm speaking about this handpan music, but I also have a band. So in general, like wherever, with whoever, like when I play music, I go to places. And in these places, I meet different people, but many people, you know? And when they, like many people also come to me, say, okay, they appreciate my music and stuff. But around this, you meet a lot of mentalities, and it's like I also connect with people. Connect with people really deeply
in the soul level,
in the soul level, and then it's like accepting that you have to move on, and that you will not see the person again.
I know,
and that it's, you know, it's really, now I'm almost crying because it's like really tough. And some of these people are much closer to me, and at the same time, there's some places where I come and where's things going on that just I don't know, I cannot I feel like I'm there from for some reason to maybe bring some light, because
like,
it's like
destiny.
Yes, like destiny. So I it seems that I keep attracting really tough things in my life because I might be able to capable of handling them, but I want to run away from this and make it stop happening for a while.
I really can understand. Maybe you have a planet of karma in your chart. I don't know. Maybe you have strong Saturn. Yeah.
I don't know. I was checking what's the hell is about this, and wherever I check, it's like, okay, you're supposed to be the light in the darkness to bring, you know, love into this. And it's like, okay, I know. Okay, if it's this, I mean, it's a it's a tough task to have, because
I can really relate to you. I mean, I understand. I mean, in my life, I also attract people who are difficult, let's say, and challenging. And when I saw my chart in like, that's why, you know, I think that's why I'm into spirituality, because you into the handpan music, for example, and I am more into astrology, tarot, and this kind of stuff, right? Because I was learning to know what the hell is going on with me, like what is my karma, like why I am like this, like why I always meet the people like this and blah blah blah. I mean, you can see that in your life path, like in your astrology, like your planet. I mean, that's a lot of stuff there. But what I can tell you that this is the universe doing this to you, because you meant to have like this experience to make you a new you in the future, because you're not going to be in this mentality for this. You will change it. You obviously will changing and be more grow up, right? And you'll be a different person and more tough and strong and inspire people, actually.
Yeah, and okay, so this is what is starting to happen. And now, after all this, after going through this for years, it's like, okay, why is it happening? But okay, now I understand this happened for this. And I feel like each time I grow as a person a lot. Yeah, so each time it's like I'm growing and I'm more free after this. I'm more open. because I break, you know, something in me breaks. It's hard. I really had breakdowns, you know, really strong ones.
Yeah,
but then
well,
I come up and
tell me about that.
And now it's like I feel alive, and then I go to play music, and I, without practicing, I just play better.
You remind me of the dark night of the soul before you awaken spiritually, you know.
I don't know, is that a movie?
Not
something?
A movie. I mean, this is something happening in human. Like, thing is getting worse before it's getting better.
Yeah, and it is. And I feel like every time I go through this, something like this, I grow. And after this, more and more people appreciate my music and everything. Me as a person, everything, they appreciate it so much more. You know, I come, I do, I go somewhere, experience something, I come back to my friends. It's like they change something in their way, how they communicate with me.
Yeah.
I communicate with them different. They accept things they didn't accept before. They are like, they also change then, you know? It's like, wow.
Yeah, because we attract people like us, actually.
Yes.
I think you change and they also change. So you guys are becoming one frequency.
I'm sorry, I have to say this, but if I'm attracting the people like me, the same as me, then I'm really, really, really fucked up.
That's a karma.
But I mean, really.
You need to learn about vibration. You really attract you.
No, I know. I realize, but I also realized, okay, I attract many people, and I attract really good people, really bad people.
Yeah.
I mean, I attract lots of people, that's what I realized. But I can assimilate with the bad stuff. I know my demons, I know everything.
Everybody have their own shadow self,
and I'm happy that I am aware of them, and that I don't feel bad because of it, because I know, okay, I can control my demons, and I know I can use them to play if I want to have some fun. But it's like, okay, I know how to deal with this. But what I want to say is like, I forgot.
Like spiritual thing or what?
No, sorry. What did I start to say?
See, as a Gemini, your head is over the place. Maybe you travel in another dimension just now.
Yeah, maybe I did. I mean, I did make some meditation before this to really like settle down so I can be much more clear with my intentions and what I say.
Gosh, I mean, I know you guys, people. I mean, you people are overthinking.
I know what I wanted to say. Now I am overthinking. I agree. I should stop. But I realized I see myself in really people. I see the good in people. I don't accept like this bad stuff. For me, it's like, okay, it's just, you know, either trauma or insecurity or anger or something. It's being hurt. And I know that everybody, literally, no matter what kind of person it was, when we spoke, there was emotions, there was really the same thoughts. We really all want the same.
Indeed.
And really, in general, like, okay, we have different personalities and stuff, but in like,
but
we are all human.
People.
So I see myself like there's something universal that we all want, and that is happiness, that is to find ourselves, to realize and all this. And because I feel some of these things with myself, I see also, and I see potential in myself, I see it in other people too. So it's like, I attract
you attract you.
Yeah, I attract me, and I attract myself in really
your
really
energy.
In really many ways. So
So if you're afraid that you attract fucked up people, then stop being fucked up.
I the thing is, okay, I attract fucked up people, but I'm fucked up also, but it's okay.
No,
because
actually, yeah, I know this.
But,
I mean, I've
because
been through
we
this.
Stop together, we stop being fucked up because we see, you know, it's just like this.
It's a lesson to learn together, I think.
Yeah.
And it's there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, everybody have their own timeline and the pace in their life. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and something also, there is also something it is that I really like, fucked up and crazy people, you know? It's like the best
they're not
people.
Boring, right?
Yeah, and it's like they are actually the deepest people.
Yeah, actually,
you know? Actually, yeah. There is something about that. So,
yeah. I so learned much. You are not into, what did I say? You're not into boring people, like serious.
No. No, I like all the people. I really like if there's a seemingly boring person that's really shy in a room, nobody's paying attention to and stuff like this. I
like
go to the
insecure kind of talk.
Maybe I don't know. I just go because I'm curious, and I usually go to this person because I don't know. It turns out to be the best something. I don't know.
I say, like, you try to see what is happening there, because it attracts you.
Yes, and it's not just this, it's also compassion. Like, if I see a person who is not in the group, who is in the group but out of the group and, like, feeling...
Underdog?
I don't know, whatever.
What do you say in English? Yes. Outsider? I don't know.
Outsider, kind of, also, yes. I mean, there can be a different situation of this. Yeah. It can be an outsider. It can just be somebody who is kind of really
weird.
Shy, somebody who is really sad. So it's not, I don't know. It's
like
something.
Very, or very maybe, introvert.
Or that, or insecure, I don't know. And so I feel like, okay, nobody should be excluded. And like sometimes... Yeah. Some
you want to
are very
bring
good
people together.
Yeah, and they don't know how to join, and they just need somebody to start, you know, and they are not able to start on their own, and their people are like in the group, they're all, you know, busy doing something, they don't pay attention to the rest.
You really
of, so
like a teacher,
realize.
You know, you have a spirit of teacher, actually.
Well, I do like to teach.
Yeah, that was my teacher in high school. He also doing something like this, you know. So you have the spirit of the teacher. So you can teach, yeah. Good.
Yeah, because I mean, what is one of my goals? It's to build a community and to surround myself with people, to have something healthy, you know, where I'm happy.
Yeah.
So to build a community, like you have to be include everybody in community and be there for everybody, because that's what community is for, you know.
It's true.
So yeah.
And do you have like biggest challenge for artists like you, because it's a different
biggest
one.
Challenge.
Not everybody has known. I mean, this is not like rock, you know, like mainstream, because handpan is not mainstream, I guess.
Okay, biggest challenge for me, it's to be everything what I said, like what I spoke about now, everything, like even playing music, to release my music, to record my music. I didn't record for a really long time, nothing, except one song with my friend.
Well, just that's like okay.
I feel like whenever I open myself, I really become really sensitive, really deeply sensitive, and I'm easy to be hurt by many, because I feel many people, many things, many, like I'm really easy to get hurt.
Yeah,
and
that's the problem. I mean, not the problem, but that's the like the challenge of artists. Most of artists I know is like that, because when they make their passion become a job, they feel like they have to. But the creativity is not like that. Even myself, sometimes I'm not in the mood to make any videos for my tarot reading and stuff, you know. I think it's the same for you. Like, you need a break. Like, some artists take a year of break before they make a new music, right?
Now you made it more clear for me what I want to say is the biggest challenge. Biggest challenge for me is to do what I love and to keep doing it because I love it and not because I need to make money to live. You know, because now I have I live from what I love. So, which means I'm making money from this. And sometimes, even when I don't feel doing this, what I love,
it's really a blessing.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, like I made a post on Facebook recently. So I realized I started doing this because I believe in this and I want to accomplish something. And then I start to live alone and stuff like this. I want to accomplish something. I need some things. To get those things, I need money. And then I started to do what I love to get money, but it became like a job. Now the purpose became getting money so I can buy myself things so I can do what I love. And it's like, okay, so I just
told myself, okay, you cannot do what you love until you have this material. Yeah. So now the biggest step for me, the biggest problem is to like get away from this material and say, yeah, okay, no, I don't need this to do what I love. I do what I love. And because I do what I love, everything is going to be all right. And this is like going out of this comfort zone, which is really tough because there is nobody in this world who can say, yes, this will happen. There's only me who can say, yeah, I will make it happen and I will do this. And I don't feel like doing this all the time, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like,
how yeah, like, to... I really understand. I mean, I can feel.
Yes. So now I made a post on Facebook where I said, okay, it's COVID times. I don't have many places where I could play officially. Mm. I cannot play music. I mean, I could maybe, but it's all pain in the ass to get all these gigs. Yeah. It takes me a lot of time. So I just said, okay.
So many regulation.
Yeah. So I said, whoever wants me, wants to hear me play, I'm offering private concert. I give 1 hour of my time. And course, you don't have to, it's like unconditional. You don't have to give me anything, but I accept donations. It can be material, money, non-material. You can donate to somebody else. You can donate to charity, whatever. Yeah. Just or gives me or somebody else 1 hour of time. And that's how I like to function, because I want to receive for what I do, how much it's appreciated by people.
Yes,
and I want
to really
to...
understand. Mostly spiritual people is like that, because they understand it's energy and it's depend on people how they value you as energy stuff, because if they are conscious enough, they will really appreciate you.
Yeah, and then it's like when I feel this way and when I go in this direction, okay, mm-hmm. I receive maybe from less people, because not many people are open to feel and understand this, but more and more people are getting touched by this. So what happens is I get from less people, but I get much more from certain individuals who do appreciate. So in general, I get much more than I would this other way, although it's hard to say, you know, you never know what would be the other way, you know.
Yeah, but, well, you don't have to think the negative part, because it's gonna drain your energy. I think it's better to, I mean, I know we are human and we have this negativity in our mind, but I also like that when I try to make my, you know, content or try to make my art, let's say, I just, when the negativity hit me, I'm like, try to change the way I feel, because really the feeling is the secret. I mean, that's really lesson to learn. When you change your feeling, you're gonna change everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you just be happy. You should be happy.
I am happy, you know. When I'm sad, it doesn't mean I'm unhappy. I'm happy and I know where I'm going, but it's tough. I can be sad and crying while being happy, because I'm compassionate with somebody, you know. And feel what other people feel when you open yourself for this, because I believe we can really also feel what other people feel. I mean, for me, it's enough to see a face and look in the eyes, and I can see the emotion this person feels, and because it's familiar emotion, because I felt it, just remembering this emotion, I know what this person is going through, and I feel the same like this person is, because I know what it is.
Like the, it's tough. Like the soul family.
Yeah, so
feeling.
If somebody in my family or friends or whatever, just a person around me is sad, it makes me sad. So
you also highly sensitive people, actually.
Yeah, I am, you know. That's why why I feel like I can be like better in music and grow in this place, because it's about the feeling and channeling this feeling to people. Like, it's something also very sacred to me.
It is. And many of artists who are like, when they are depression and they just, because like they give up on life, I think it's just because they are not really strong enough to, I don't know, to continue living, or they just maybe trapped in this emotion of negativity.
You know,
and
what's
your
like,
biggest, like, do you have like your biggest mistake of like this journey, when you learned from it?
Biggest mistake is not trusting myself.
Oh, you know, yeah. Oh my God, that's so true. I can relate.
With so many things, I had a feeling. I knew, like, okay, this something is going to go this way. I shouldn't do this, or I should do this. Not doing something, it's like, okay, now I see what I missed. But usually, and doing something, what I feel it's okay. Now, how to express?
We need to listen our intuition, right?
Yes, it's just like I figured I didn't listen to myself. I hurt myself in the end and the others because it's not like, okay, I heard them. It's just like we were all much more hurt because I didn't do something before, or I didn't accept. I didn't want to accept something. For me, it was no
denial.
I don't listen. Yeah, because it's like not trusting myself, because what I feel and what my intuition tells me, it's something that's maybe crazy, maybe something that's, you know.
Yeah, because
intuition told me, quit university. I love it. I was good at it. I was really good grades, everything, good friends. It told me, this is not for you. You quit, you don't do something else. Nobody in this occasion, because I did love it, could tell me, give me like logically, yes, do this, this is good.
Yeah,
nobody.
True.
And I feel this is good.
I mean, I'm not hating the university or this kind of study or this organization, you know, but I mean, even you have diploma or you have bachelor degree, it doesn't mean you will be successful in what you do. I mean, it's not,
exactly.
I mean, it's open the door, yes, but a lot of successful people who are following their passion and not continue their study, I mean, Steve Jobs, for example.
Exactly. You know, I was in love more times, and it's like, okay, I really love this person, and I feel it's time to let go, but I'm too attached. I want this person, and I don't want to let go, and it's like...
Oh, that's really hurt.
But then it becomes toxic. Yeah, and then not accepting this feeling which is telling me in my soul, and it's going against myself, and I don't know why. It's just telling me no, and I don't do this because I'm attached and I want something. And then I figure, okay, these feelings and this intuition, even when I thought I was wrong, when people got angry if I did something this way, I don't know how there is. It's a big, big topic to speak about.
It's really
it's
deep.
A world of its own.
This is really deep conversation.
Yeah,
it's gonna help a lot of people to listen, because some people also are in your position. They just don't know how to express it.
Yeah, I guess so. So that's also
But at least you learn your lesson. So next time you're going to listen yourself. I mean, I know. I was like that too. I was like, ignore my intuition. Then in the end, see, I'm right.
When we spoke before, I told you, I spoke to you about this tantric festival and stuff.
Yeah, and the tantric festival.
Yeah,
term. This is very interesting.
Yeah, it was... Indeed, it was a very interesting thing. I cannot deny it. But the thing is that there came the people who are open and who understand, who I could finally speak about this, like some intuitive stuff.
Like a spiritual things.
Yes, and there was many synchronicities.
I mean, you should be careful, because even devil is spiritual too.
No, I know. Exactly. That's what I say.
Angel is all... spiritual. The devil also spiritual. So choose your spiritual.
For me, it's like, okay, good and bad. No.
Yeah. Well,
it's
we
all,
need to be.
It's all from the same source. You know.
Yes.
It's like. All from either Big Bang or creator or whatever God.
We don't need to judge, because that's really wrong.
For me, it's just about stable
expression.
And it's I have a different thought. It's like either destructive or constructive.
Uh-huh,
so it's either taking energy or investing energy.
Indeed.
So there, on this festival, I had a clear vision of what is part of me that's wasting energy, and I could see, okay, how this energy is being wasted, how it affects people, and how they feel after this, and how is energy being invested, and how people feel after this, and how they react. And I felt how I invested my energy, and how I got back from this, and how I made really deep connections that even though it is tantra, like it's something, you know, sexual, it was not sexual, and it was, I was having like orgasms on my soul level. It's crazy.
I see. Like, some people even have orgasm in their brain, like when they're talking to people. Know. So you in the soul level, why not, right?
So it was like, okay, I really felt the power also that I have with my presence. I realized, okay, the things that like I feel because...
Like you... And in like you in another space, like your brain off.
Yes, in a way. So sorry, can you repeat? You confused me. Can you repeat?
Yeah, like your brain off, and you in the zone.
Yeah, exactly.
And what you feel after that?
I feel
tantric things.
I feel kind of. I feel proud of myself because I managed to. Really be myself, be present, and to share my love, to receive love from people, to not go into some like things that I will regret later. So basically, like,
so being responsible, really, like, you mean
being responsible. I learned, I'm happy because I learned like about boundaries. What are my boundaries? Like, okay, there's something that attract me, but if I do them, it's crossing my boundaries of my physical and mental health.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, okay, alcohol, it can be really, really attractive, but I know if I get too drunk, I will puke, I will be fucked up for next couple of days.
Indeed.
And this for me is a waste of energy. And and I can have the same fun without alcohol and even have even more fun because I don't have this something in my brain that's like kind of toxic and making me not think straight and making me not be able to hear people and like experience anything completely. Although it can be really fun, and sometimes in my life it will happen, because why not spend a little bit of energy? You know, you only live once, so okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's just I figured a lot about myself, and like boundaries, which and respecting other people's boundaries, and to I'm happy because I learned how to respect more that some people are not aware of their boundaries, and that I should be, that I can be aware of the boundaries they have even if they are not aware, and to not cross those boundaries and to not push people into crossing their boundaries because they are
insecure. There's a lot of stuff going on in there.
Yeah, it's like, it's many things. It's
complicated.
It's complicated, but
but fun.
Yes, but I just feel happy because I learned much about this part of myself, which was really not understood before. Okay, devil, God, whatever.
At least you know what you want after that.
Yeah. You know, because you can also, okay, devil is devil, but, you know, Jesus, let's say in the story, he spoke with the devil, but he didn't become devil. He learned something from devil. He confronted himself, but while facing the devil. So basically, that's what I was trying to say earlier. I feel like my life is taking me all the time to face the devil in so many ways, to realize what I am, because I'm supposed to be something better than this.
And
I have to realize this. So it's tough because in these places I realize how there are some really bad stuff about myself that I don't like, that I want to let go. And it actually hurts me because I see myself as a good person, and then I see, okay, I'm not that good person, you know? I can be a better person.
Yeah, I understand.
Now I can... So it's like... it's all tough things.
I mean, at least from this experience, you know, the things you don't like and the things you like, so you gain something from it.
I gain a lot, actually.
So like, it doesn't, yeah, I mean, I know maybe a part of you like really sad because of the attachment thing, because everybody is like that. I think it's human. But when people already master the detachment, they are gonna living in peace. But that's really higher level of consciousness.
Yeah, but this also being attached and not being attached, like these attachments, you know, it's not just like, oh, don't attach. I mean,
yeah.
I'm attached, it's not something, oh, I choose to be attached, I choose to be attached. No, I mean, if
it's
my
like
mom is my mom, I love her. Yes,
yeah, like
I cannot
karma.
I can just accept, you know, I can just accept. I cannot be attached. I can just say, okay, no, I am attached, but I'm not like I'm not soul bound to you, like I got a rope with you. No, I'm attached. I have this feeling, but I can go away and still feel attached. And when I think of you, I'm attached and I'm happy, but I don't need you. Like, I don't have, maybe don't have to think. It's just like,
not
I
really,
imagine you, I send you
really
good vibes, energy.
Dependent. My
yes. So it's just like, okay, our souls are connected. No matter where we go in life after this, we had a meeting. We are influence each other, we have some attachment in a way because we both have traces of each other in our lives later in some
what
way.
What they said there is something like you met people not accident. Yeah, you not meet people by accident. I mean, that's destiny. So it's already in your soul contract from the universe, let's say.
Yes.
So you're gonna like, I mean, you learn from it, and that's that's really good. I mean, that's very like many lesson to learn about that too.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I mean, I still feel like a child. I mean, I'm now 25, but for the next couple of years,
everybody have their inner child, even the 50, 60, still.
Yeah, and I feel like I was much more advanced when I was a child. I remember, I figured, okay, when I was a child, I had certain mindsets. I started to grow up, and this mindset changed. And now, when I started to do like these things and everything, I just figured, like, I start to do things, and I start to think to myself some things and feel. It's like my mentality now is what I was as a child. Before all this, something, you should be this, you should be that. So it's like, and I was always really admired and appreciated as a child. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, so obviously there was something in this. And it's like, okay, I felt like I should change this, but no, this is what I am. And it's just like, you know, in a way.
You just need to be your authentic self.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, this. I figured, like, okay, finding myself, it's something that, okay, I know myself. I just have to go back to what I was when I was a child.
It's true. Like, free, no judgment, and happy.
Yeah, and exploring, you know, and playing and being compassionate to care about more about people, about small stuff, about just this, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I really get that. And What advice would you give to someone if they want to be this artist in handpan music, or maybe just follow their soul calling?
Oof, advice.
Yeah, well.
To whoever goes for this, okay, get some sleep. Sleep is very important, like
indeed,
because when I overthink a lot, you know, and stuff like this, and I get tired. I don't do stuff I'm tired. I don't feel like doing stuff because I'm tired, and I'm not in my full capacity physically, and then I cannot be in my full capacity mentally, and then something that would take me 1 hour to do in this capacity takes me 4 or 5 hours because I don't feel like it, because there's so many like. So just sleep. You take some sleep. Everything, like problem that you cannot solve, after sleep it becomes like not even a problem.
You really remind me of myself. I mean, in 2 days I will sleep 4 hours. I feel like fucked up.
Yeah, so.
But I don't know why. I think I drink coffee around 5 p.m. Maybe that's why. So lesson learned. Don't drink coffee at 5 p.m., guys. Yeah, but I really understand, because when you're not sleep, I mean, maybe people think this is simple, but this is really huge, like sleep.
Yeah, it's because, you know, I figure, okay, I could say, you know, be yourself, do more, work more, do what, you know, this stuff. But one thing that makes it all possible, when you fall, like sleep, you get some rest. Everything of this is much more simple. So, like, if you're struggling to be yourself, to be well, to do stuff, you're probably tired and exhausted and have too much on your mind, and you cannot handle, like, maybe not sleep, just rest. Just,
yeah, exactly, because, like, not everyone who sleep they resting enough, right?
And I figured I said okay, now I will dedicate all this time I have for just this one thing, music, what I love. But I figured, okay, I denied myself all this different beauty in my life, all the friendships, all the you know, small stuff, nature, trees, birds, even getting drunk with my friends from time to time, whatever. It's also, it is kind of destructive, but I realized this small distraction also helps me bring me, like, to ground me, to bring me back, because it's sometimes
grounded.
I go too much in like, you know, in my this spirituality or whatever, and it's like, okay, no, alcohol is bad, but then I get drunk and suddenly the next day I feel much better. I feel
have to restrict. I mean, we just need to follow what our heart wants that moment.
I mentioned alcohol a lot. I don't drink usually, never, but because
I mean, you just choose one of addiction that people might fall into, because for some people it's alcohol, for some people it's drugs, for some people it's sex, from some people it's food, like a lot of these addictive
but mostly
things.
It's alcohol, like it's most general one that so
they really really hurt your brain.
So yes,
and make you lose sleep,
because
you will be headache in the morning and stuff.
So I don't know, this is the only everything else as an advice, I don't know, it works for me, I don't know.
I mean, that's really important, you know, people like forget how important sleep is in this busy instant world, modern world we're living.
Because it's like, okay, I have to, I want to go out with friends, no, I won't sleep because I will miss out something, and then I go in this state, I go out with my friends and I'm there and I cannot speak, I'm just, everybody's like, are you all right, you know, coming to me like or just I don't like people, I want to speak, I didn't see a person for a long time, I speak with her, she speaks to me, or he, I don't hear a word, I'm like blank, and I want to, I can't. So it's like
you're not in the same vibration anymore.
Yeah, and then I come home even more exhausted. I wake up next morning, I cannot drink, and I think to myself, why the hell did I go there? I didn't even enjoy. I love these old people, but I didn't even enjoy. And if I just got some sleep and saw them the other time, it was like, which happened days later, it was like, wow, suddenly I'm speaking with her, I'm so happy. And I'm thinking to myself, how could I not realize that this person is doing this? I miss so much. And basically, if I just had some sleep, not rush into things to make it all happen, because it has to be now, this rushing, I can't. It's
especially with especially people in this world, I mean, in this modern world, is like, what I say, a hustle culture, like work until you die, I don't know. I don't like that either. I mean, for me, work and fun need to be balanced, because or not, you're just gonna kill yourself. So, Ivan, tell me more about your work in this music, this handpan music. How it's work for you in Croatia? Do you just stay at there, or you have a tour to another country, or?
Okay, so I started 5 years ago. I started as a street musician. I would play on the street in like around Croatia. I would sleep outside during the summer on the beach, you know, like this, and travel around.
Sometimes like nomad.
Yes, I would just have a sleeping bag. I didn't even use a tent. If it was really rainy or something, I would rent a place. Then I would meet people, and I would then have some friends who would take me in for some time. And little by little, I started to meet really a lot of people. Then like 2 years ago, I realized, okay, it would be smart, because people are asking me for the CD, it would be smart to start recording something. So I recorded my...
So you didn't think about that before? Just play with...
I did, but it was like, okay, now it's all cost money, I want to become a little bit better. It's always like, I think I should start this, and then it's maybe like, I will do this. But then somebody comes and asks me for this, and another person, and when I see, okay, now it's obviously the time, because I'm being asked for this, so now I should
like
do
the
this.
Sign of universe.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. So, like, then I recorded my first composition ever, which is called Inception, and I call it this way because Inception, it means like a new beginning of something. So it was a new beginning of my life, and this melody.
Yeah, I heard
this,
that.
Yeah, so it's on Spotify, YouTube, all around. And then I was actually searching for people, because I was reaching out for people who I knew will like this music through, that's how I found you also, through some either a meditation site or something like this. And I figured, okay, you'll love it. So I followed you, and that's how we ended up in contact. So I was really working on this type of marketing for a long time. And meanwhile, I was recording, I was really trying to asking for gigs. I would volunteer, go to play for free, you know? And what happened?
To get promotion, to get people know you. That's really smart, actually.
Yeah, so I was just going to play wherever, just so people, because, you know, it's something unique. There's nobody who plays the handpan professionally in Croatia except me at this point. In this way, there are people.
Oh,
now there are
already.
Yeah, there's more people in Croatia, because it's something that's growing, you know. And I already, people saw me, so I met them with the handpan, or they found about the instrument somewhere else. But the thing is, like, now there's more people. Back then, it was only a couple of friends who were just doing it, like playing on the street for themselves and others. So I was the only one who is doing it professionally, and there was nobody who it's still not seen. Instrument in Croatia, maybe if somebody from outside famous artist came. So I was just like, I will just go wherever to play, just put me on the stage for 10 minutes, whatever, just so people learn about me, because I figured somebody will call me somewhere else. So it was tough.
It's
because
really smart,
you know,
move. It's
move. Financially it's tough, but I was still living with my mom, so I can afford this.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So after this, like working on the social media and stuff like this, I had a plan how I publish things. I had also like I recorded this song Potential with my friend. There's Simplicity. I mean, you can find me always on YouTube and Spotify and hear this stuff.
Yeah.
But so there's
we're
no
put, we're gonna put the link of your Instagram and YouTube.
Nice.
In the description box. Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
So people can catch you and follow you and use the music for meditation or even study or working as the background music.
Yeah. And now more and more people like I realized it's needed here in Croatia. Nobody is playing
work,
such music.
I need that music.
Yeah, so it's like for me, the handpan in Croatia, it's a new instrument in general in the world, here especially, because on Balkan it's much more expensive than for the like most of European countries and stuff like this, because we have lower standard. So it was
I don't know
to
where
get
it's original.
So Switzerland is original for handpan version of this, but like original ancestry of this instrument is from Caribbean, Trinidad Tobago. They're the first ones who created something like this.
I learned something today.
Okay, so the story is on Caribbean, in Trinidad Tobago, for some reason, the government prohibited like drums and maybe all musical instruments. I don't know. They had some festivals, musical festivals, something got forbidden. I think the drums. So instead of using drums, they started to hit the metal barrels. And as they were hammering metal barrels for the beat, they would change the shape. As they changed the shape, they changed the sound. Little by little, they learned how to connect the sound and the shape and to control it. And then they started to create little by little this instrument. So it was developing. Now it's a national Caribbean instrument for more than 100 years, I think. Mm-hmm. And you can really hear Caribbean music, all the orchestras, they have like really, really amazing music. But this instrument it's played with sticks, and it has a slightly sharper sound than the handpan, but you can play it with fingers and it sounds pretty the same.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I saw some instrument like that.
Yeah.
In YouTube, yeah. In videos. Yeah,
so the interest for this music is big, it's huge. Actually,
yeah, especially right now in this
especially in the
era,
like
people or stress.
Yes, so Balkan area for me, mm-hmm. it's in general, just because it's Balkan, it's good area for me because it's something that I feel it's really needed for this, because it's a tough area. But mm-hmm. especially now during COVID times, it's actually even better, because now people are more and more being opened and searching for different solutions and understanding that it's not about just those things, it's about connection and stuff. So for me, it's like ideal time actually for what I do. I have extreme luck to do what I do in these conditions, which are terrible, but because they are terrible, because I do something that's supposed to cheer it up, it's good.
It's like you one of the people that can help another people to be happy, you know.
To have some relief. Yes, and there's more and more friends, and it's like in this surrounding, it's not just about the music and making the relief, but it's about the people and type of people that come to these places, and then connecting between each other, because it's something more spiritual. And what's happening in Croatia right now, in Slovenia also, in Serbia, I probably around all the world. But mm-hmm. I really feel like it's like small tribes, you know, connecting and becoming like...
More and more people are into spiritual. Yeah.
And helping each other. There's communities, kind of. It's something, this instrument, it gives me hope that I will not be alone, you know, because there will always be somebody and something like together around. So for me... It's really nice. And I have been called... what did you want to say?
Yeah, I said like in here it's not so many community or handpan music. Because, I live in like a small island. So it
Yeah, so it's different. I mean, in Croatia we have a community.
That's why
but
people
it's
looking
spread...
for music like you in internet. So that's why you can meet people all around the world.
Yeah. So now I have followers from all around the world. I really invested a lot of time to make it, because I thought, okay, if I manage to contact just a small portion of people from all around the world that know about me, that will like me, and it's like a domino effect. They start to share with their surroundings, and then like in a couple of years, I might become maybe famous, you know, around the world. And it was... I had
because more people more and more people follow you and like you and support to grow community, and it's natural. It will happen like that.
So I've been playing on the street in other countries as well. I went to Germany, I went to Slovenia, Montenegro. I went to some festival in Montenegro. I was on festival playing on this Floating Castle, one of the most beautiful festivals I ever been to in Slovenia.
In your Instagram picture,
it's one of those, like it's really beautiful pictures,
it's so fun, like people together,
so it's many. Now I have also like some collaborations planned with people from Slovenia also, like I'm supposed to go to Serbia soon to play if it works out good. I was supposed to go to Prague, but I couldn't at this point because I had some things at home to mm-hmm. Seoul that prevented me from going there. But it's like it was really going slow to get attention online on my like just on its own. It's really hard, so I have to really put a lot of time into invest into marketing to reach people. But after some time, like I finally started to realize how things are going on its own now. Before I, because now that I have much bigger attention, much more people are coming to me based on this attention. You know, it's pretty much faster. So I'm trying to push this limit a little bit more just to make this like self-sufficient. So once I get more reach, then I can reach myself. Like now I'm reaching my reach when I work to reach people. It's bigger than the reach I have by just publishing without reaching people. So once it becomes like bigger, I will stop doing this. But I don't do this every day.
Of course, it will be happen natural. Everything will fall into place. Yeah.
Yeah, but this summer I had so many gigs. It's like it's COVID.
Yeah, you're so busy. We should make a podcast before, right? But you're busy, so we this podcast.
Yeah, so I'm glad it finally happened. But So in July, what happened is I had the most gigs ever. It was like 20 out of 30 days I had a gig. And I had like two concerts in some days. Sometimes I had two concerts and a workshop, or like concert and a workshop. So it was like 20 really busy days. And the rest I would probably have more gigs, but I just had to use this time to travel between the locations. So it was like really nice. Really,
yeah, and
I
also saw your YouTube channel, right? And I saw the videos and the music. I mean, you really a professional, and it's already clean. And also the videos is good too. Like the way they take the videos and the sound of the music, it's pretty decent. So it's really good. That's why people into this music and subscribe.
Yeah, I figured if I'm reaching out to people, I should offer some good content, you know, because if I come to reach people and I send some links and stuff, if it's not something that's good, they will be annoyed by it. But if it's something they really like and they say, okay, this is good, I'm happy that I see this, they're gonna be like, thank you, I really appreciate this. And I really wanted to keep it on some level, but it's also like I publish even not professionally, it's just mobile phone to keep it simple, because this is who I am, actually much more simple than this old professionality. It's just about, you know, to reach people.
It's really good thing, and you already doing so much, and you already here. I mean, if you compare yourself 5 years ago, I mean, you're much, much better, right?
Yeah, I am, as a person, as a musician, as in many ways, even my health. I had a part where I destroyed my health, kind of, when I was too much sleeping outside, not eating good. It was all the stress, like canceling university, quitting university, like with my family, the battles, everything. It really hit me tough. So I had problems with my stomach, like gastritis and GERD, like this reflux.
Something with digestion.
Yes. So it's like a reflux. It's
acid
because
reflux.
Of stress. Yeah. So it's
because of the stress.
So I've just figured, okay, I just have to do like follow my heart, because if I don't, my health is going really bad.
Yeah, so, health is well, totally.
And that's one mistake, also one of the biggest mistakes before, because for me it was like, okay, I will sacrifice my health now, and I will be able to sleep outside and really push my limits with many things physically to be able to like play on this like this on the street, to carry stuff. I had some really crazy things.
You have a soul like a warrior, you know, like you go to battle. And
I sacrificed my health, and I was like, okay, my health, I'm young, like I will, like health is not so important now, because I can handle.
We've been there in crazy times.
So I learned from this mistake that this health is the first condition that I have to succeed, because if my health is away, then it's not. So health, sleep, and That's my advice.
And enough water.
And water. Water. Yeah. Water is a very important thing. Water, sleep, and health in general. That's once you have really... this, it makes me able to do many things. It's like a condition for everything I want to do.
Yeah, and especially these 2 years of this virus condition, and people need to do this. It's like a sign of universe that, hey, pay attention to your health.
Yes, exactly.
It's really, yeah, I mean, that's why maybe also the spiritual level, people more awaken and people more go with it within their self. Like, that's why they more into meditation now, they more into like relaxing music, yoga thing, and also like mental, like healthy emotional, mental health things. Before, people not really care about this stuff.
Yeah, this mental health is also like, it's very important. I mean, it saddens me. Let's say in Petrinja, there is a city in Croatia. We had now earthquake, and the whole city got destroyed. And my family, yeah, we also lost our home. My grandparents and uncle, completely. Yeah, I mean, it's like this, but everybody is alive and healthy, so it's good. And it's a problem that's still not fixed, but it's something is going to happen eventually. But the problem is like this mental health. There's no help for this mental aid. It's completely like disregarded there, and this is the biggest problem, because people could live in these conditions maybe, but not in this mental condition, you know. And
exactly.
This is what actually worries me the most. And in these COVID times also, it's like, I see so many friends being depressed on so many like medications and stuff, and it's tough.
Oh God,
it's
you're not into drugs, right? Before
smoking weed. I never I tried mushrooms. I never took anything else. I'm actually against the drugs.
I mean, the chemical one is not good.
I mean, even like weed, I like it. It's nice, but I abused it too much at some points.
Yeah.
Which is also good, because
that too much is not good, right?
Yeah, but I also learn from this and stuff, so I have my ups and downs. But this is my problem. Like, I should literally be more careful with the weed. shrooms I took a couple of times in really good surroundings where it was really happy. It actually made me, it helped me.
I think the effect of meditation is almost same like the way you consume the
weed. Yes. That's what I want. When I say that shrooms helped me, it helped me like just to feel certain feeling that I wasn't able to feel because I was kind of fucked up. So when I took it, it's like the problems went away. I could connect with something I couldn't feel before. Even I could dance and stuff. I couldn't dance before that. But once I felt it and understood this feeling and felt this security in myself and see, okay, I can do it. I can do it now. It's like, okay, now I can do it whenever, when I feel good. So it's like, for me, these shrooms, it was a teacher in a way.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't say, go into it if it's like really a teacher or not or something. But in my experience, it was good experience that led me somewhere, even though it might be maybe destructive because it is a drug. But I'm not abusing it. So.
There's a life. I mean, that's a life path.
Yeah,
it's up and down. It's never flat, right?
Exactly. But I also come from a neighborhood where the drugs were abused, where I could see the effect on the people and how it brings. And I have like really tough surroundings when it comes to this. But because of these surroundings, it's also the reason why
bring
I am
you,
here now.
They make you. Yeah, I really. I mean, I can relate to you because when I grew up, I'm seeing people. Like a bad example. Like, for example, people grow up like, oh, I want to be him. I want to be her. I'm the one who grew up like, I don't want to be him. I don't want to be her. Because they're all fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I can relate to that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, these tough things in life that happen, it's like, in a way, life really wasn't so gentle to me. And at the same time, from all this that fucked up, that really was terrible, it was always like, I'm still, you know, I was there just to see and witness and to experience and to get, but nothing bad actually happened because it was just material things that got destroyed.
Yeah.
Or I got some lesson, you know. So it's like life is mocking me and really holding me on its hand at the same time.
Yeah,
you know,
it's actually
like a really irony.
It's actually karma things, you know. Like, you know, do you ever heard like light worker, indigo, rainbow child,
yeah,
kind
of course,
stuff?
Of course.
Yeah, so
course.
You are definitely one of them.
I'm not sure.
Light worker, all the light worker is not easy childhood. I mean, they not have easy life because they need to be tough, because they need to be strong enough to bring the light to other people. I mean, one of the people like that, you know. Some people like have easy life. They're not gonna inspire people because people not gonna impress with that.
Yeah, and it's nice to have such an opinion about myself, and I do, but at the same time it's kind of cringy, and it's there is also, you know, ego involved in this, and I have a big ego, and then
yeah.
I really restrain myself from this because at some point it was like, oh God, I feel like I'm a god now, you know, I can do whatever now.
Yeah,
I can be a preacher.
We are the god. I mean we're,
yeah,
not the god,
but not in a healthy way,
god,
like,
but... Yeah.
You know, it's just like, okay, thinking too much about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, now I could do things because I'm this. I have this picture in other people's eyes. I could convince, you know, I can get this role and I could be many things. But it would be really, it would be, I mean, manipulation because I'm not honest with myself
yeah.
when I do this and others. So it's like, yeah.
It's more easy when you be you and people
yes.
like you because you are you.
Yes, so if I'm going like this, okay, I should go into darkness to spread the light. For me, okay, no, this is in the beginning wrong. if I find myself in the darkness and I spread the light there, but by not knowing, which happened to me, like,
yeah,
so people told me, like coming to me that it's like this summer and stuff, okay, then this is how I like it, but this is because I'm who I am, and that's my influence of how I am as a being,
yeah.
and I don't focus on being this savior or something, because
yeah.
fuck this. I'm just focusing on being myself and being happy and being good with others, you know, just to bring this love. And then
you're really
life.
On the journey to the higher level of consciousness, you know.
That's how I started to play, because I felt really like shit before and I couldn't find
yeah.
myself in this, and
more,
then I it
like
was
more
just
of more,
coming
yeah
in.
I mean, more of more spiritual people is like you. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are into meditation, yoga,
mm-hmm.
tarot,
mm-hmm.
and everything like that. It's almost have a same background, like not easy life from the childhood. Even they reach, for example, but they're not happy because always fighting and stuff and abandoned mentally, you know. It's even harder actually when you're living with the parents but the parent is not there, for example. That's also tough life.
Yeah, I mean, I had such situation with my father, but in a way, you know, he still was there, like I mean, they're divorced,
like, just like says the body, but just the body but not the soul.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, that's so fucked up. I know that feeling too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I never like. I feel like it's okay. I mean, it's not because he didn't want to be there. It's just
yeah.
too many mixed of so many things.
Yeah.
There is also he has a life.
Because
my mom has a life. They had their own fights. Then all the surroundings.
Indeed.
Then the money, the job, how to solve
yeah.
things. What I got in the end from both of them, it's a lot. Even the negative things, like what he didn't give me, maybe it showed me, okay, I want to be a better father than this, which
yeah,
gives me
exactly.
happiness, because I'll be better father to my child. And that's
yeah.
what's important to me, that my child is good, not that I'm a good, if I
you
have
are clearly, and you are clearly a highly intuitive and you know, sensitive people, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's good. So you can help people and understand people more and help them, and yeah, that's a light worker too, you know. Light worker, this rainbow child, indigo, whatever they say, but people who are spiritual and chosen by the universe or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but what I love about helping people, it's like I speak with them and stuff, but it's not just helping them, it's helping myself, because through understanding them I get a new perspective about myself, and when I share my experience to them, how I felt something, then I realized, wow, I just said this, I felt it this poor, I never spoke this out loud, I never thought about it this way, but it was like this, and I get completely new meaning about so many situations in my life. So it's something really deep. So it's not, I feel like whatever I do to help somebody, I help myself, because in a way it either makes my surroundings much more easier to live in, because it's not so depressive, but it's nicer. So it's again helping myself, or just being happy about myself, learning something about myself, you know, making some connection. It's always, so I feel like many people tell me I'm selfless. I mean, I am selfless, but whatever I do, I gain something from this. So it's like, again,
something
I'm doing this for myself, you know.
Yeah, sometimes people don't know differences of self-respect and selfish. Some people think, you're so selfish, but no, you just respect yourself and you walk away in a situation that you don't like.
And I had many battles during the years, and I held a guilt, really guilt, guilty feelings. I held this guilt trip, you know. Guilt is my issue that I had through life.
Yeah, that's something with your root chakra.
Yeah, but because it's tough stuff, because it's always like, okay, somebody's in a... I felt always selfish because I put myself first, because I couldn't be there.
Well,
I make for myself.
You should. Everybody should put themselves first, but not in an egoistic way.
Yes. So there was battles about this where they told me, many people were, you're selfish, you're not this, you're not enough.
Because
you're
of their level of understanding is not higher level of understanding.
But as the time is going, passing by, I figured, okay, it's okay that I do something. I feel sorry that I cannot be somewhere for somebody or do something else, but I need this for myself, because if I don't do this, I will break and I will not be able to help anymore nobody.
Yeah.
So then it's not selfish. It's not selfish. I'm actually investing in myself so I can help you more
during
the longer period of time.
Yes.
So it's actually my way to help myself is actually my way to help you as well, because if I help myself, I will be able to help you. If I don't, I will need help and I will not be able to help, you know?
Indeed. So you cannot give your energy because you lost.
Yes.
It's a really great conversation. Oh my God, we can talk so much.
Yeah,
we need to close this
podcast. I was thinking about, okay, now it's already 30 more minutes after 10 minutes. So...
but this is really fun.
Thing.
We can make another podcast. Why not? Hell, I mean,
sure.
And also, we can talk about more your music. Perhaps you make another mini concert. You can do, I don't know, streaming stuff and
whatever you like. I'm open for everything. It's like, and thank you. You really like this conversation and everything. You really made me feel much better. Like, I really feel warm around my heart. And
that's really good.
Because I feel you're a really good person. I don't know. I just feel like
Thank
expected
so
the podcast to be less natural than this, but with you, it's really. Thank you.
It's nice natural. Person. I think it's natural.
Yeah, you're very deep. You know, like you have some.
I'm very deep.
I like
person.
The way you think. Yes.
Like so deep that people cannot even swim it.
Okay.
For some people who don't understand, I mean, for some people who don't have this kind of mindset, they're not gonna understand me though. But it's okay.
Yeah,
because everybody have their what they say, a frequency or vibration. Yeah. So we attract a soul family, like a soul tribe.